fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 17th of June. It looks like we don't have Steve Hunt with us yet. If he comes aboard, of course, we'll get the latest updates from Steve Hunt. And yeah, that's what we'll do. Purple tip of the day is to pray with your team, work with your team, and recreate with your team. Your team will be the difference between life and death. That's what it will be. That's what it will be. So we'll have open lines here. And if Steve shows up, we'll have Steve with us. He's had some issues, family issues he's been dealing with. And
Don, are you there?
Steve, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know you were with us. Thank you, sir, for being on board. And
absolutely.
Well, okay. Well, I know you're busy with the things you do, and there's a couple of things you may not be aware of. For example, American commercial airline companies are now discouraging people with a COVID shot from flying. You know, it's really not good for business, Steve, to have live people board your plane and have dead people taken off, is it, sir?
No, that's not good at all. I haven't heard of this yet.
No. Here's what happens. If you had the COVID shot, once you get to altitude, you get a blood clot and you die. So they're discouraging that. In addition, I'm sure you know what corporate recruiters are, men and women who recruit people for new jobs in various corporations, both in-house and outside vendors. We're getting reports that the outside vendors are getting requests to recruit people who have not had the COVID shot right now, because in 2 to 3 years, everybody who's had the COVID shot will either be totally disabled or dead. So that's taking place in corporate America right now among the corporate recruiters. And one last thing, Eric Clapton, the world-renowned guitarist, he resisted getting the COVID shot, but he finally was convinced to do it to protect his children. He has teenage children. And immediately his hands went numb. He couldn't use his hands at all for 3 weeks. And now he can't touch anything unless he's wearing gloves. I've never seen a guitar player that wore gloves. Have you?
No, never.
No. It looks like he's finished. Looks like he's done. What's new with the economy we need to know?
Well, there's a lot of things going on. Obviously, you know, the jobs report came out this morning. There's a whole plethora of people that filed for unemployment, a lot more than anticipated, which doesn't make any sense because everywhere you go right now, at least here in Arizona, there's nothing but help wanted signs. I don't know what it's like in Missouri. Maybe it's just something here in Arizona, but there are people trying to, they're begging people to come to work. And if, to see a huge uptick in people that are filing for unemployment doesn't make any sense right now unless people are just going for the free money, the assistance from the government. Are you guys having that kind of problem there, John?
It's nationwide. Nationwide. Help wanted signs every place. Nationwide.
Everywhere you go, it says help wanted. I mean, there's banners. People are hanging outside their businesses.
Convenience stores, gas stations, factories, every place there's help wanted signs.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. The thing that's going on with people not wanting to work, I've never experienced that. I've never seen something like this. If people just don't want to go to work, they'd rather get the free money they're getting. Inflation is going rampant because of it, because we're printing so much money. The Fed just announced yesterday that they finally admit that inflation is a problem, that they raised their inflation percentage point from a month prior by a full percent, saying they think it's getting out of hand and they might have to intervene here in the next 30 to 60 days. I mean, it's going to get out of hand pretty quick.
It will. Well, here's my analysis of this. We first learned about this in our country dealing with the Native Americans. It's not surprising how much money or free stuff it takes to incentivize people to not work. What's surprising to me is how little it takes of money and free stuff to get people not to work. How about you, Steve?
Very true. Yeah, very true. I agree. It's very shocking to see that, you know, I've really thought most Americans would pull together and really go out and get these jobs and opportunities. I mean, we keep raising minimum wage. I mean, minimum wage has almost doubled in the last 20 years. So, you know, to see that people aren't wanting to take these jobs and you know, get paid right now is just kind of astounding. But, you know, I also see that it also seems to be more towards one party than the other. It seems like more Republicans are going back to work and more Democrats are looking for the free handout. And that's nothing against Democrats. You know, I have a lot of Democrats that are clients and friends that I know, but it seems to be that way that I read online, at least, that that's the report.
Yes. Well, we're certainly into uncharted territory in many aspects of our country, our economy, our culture, aren't we, sir?
That's the case. You know, there's so many bad things that are going on. You know, you see that there's so much tension right now with Russia. You and I have talked about this, you know, the past few radio shows. You know, that thing is really starting to get out of hand. That worries me tremendously. You know, Russia's trying to get away from the U.S. dollar. They've gotten rid of all dollar asset investments for their retirement funds and for any investment funds. You know, Biden is going crazy with his tax plans. He just announced the other day that he wants to change the death tax. That before you had to have over $11 million in assets to really have to worry about it until you got into the death tax rings. Now he's going to change it to $1 million. And now he's also going to start including homes. And homes will be taxed if a home value is $250,000 or above, which is about every house now in America because of inflation. And he wants to raise that tax rate to 40.8%. So it's... The amount of money he's trying to steal from people that have already been paid taxes on. It's going to take money from everybody that we've already paid taxes on. I mean, it's going to make people sneak money some way. You know, people buy gold, you know, being very honest with you, they buy gold or they store cash to hand to their heirs, try and go around the system. And he's trying to take it from everybody. I mean, imagine, you know, you have a home that's worth $500,000 and you know, he gets to take half that money because of his goofy tax plan. You know, and your kids are now getting it, you know, that home, and they got to sell that house to be able to pay that tax bill. I mean, what if they wanted that house to live in because, you know, of memories or, you know, generations that lived there? It's just ridiculous what we're putting together here.
It is, it is. Well, there's an additional thing. I just read this. It was the front page of the current Epoch Times. There's a move to have a worldwide 15% tax. And I was at a meeting, I was at the Republican Central Committee meeting this past Monday. I pointed at it and I said, this is the end of our world right here. Yeah. The 15% yep. worldwide tax. What do you think?
Yep. The global tax that they've been talking about at the G7, they're really trying to push the thing for some reason, which I agree with you. This is the end. I mean, you're going to have so many people up in arms with this. If this actually goes through, you're just going to see people that are going to battle the system. I think you're going to have uprisings in every country. I mean, they're taxing too much. I mean, it's amazing what they're getting away with.
It is. Well, they haven't got away with it yet, but it would be in a form of a, well, I'm not sure how that would work out. It would be in a form of a treaty. It needs to be voted on by the U.S. Congress. If it's something coming out of the United Nations, I'm not sure how the details of that would work out. Do you have any idea?
Well, it can't be anything that our Congress or anybody would vote on, because supposedly it's a global tax. So I would assume it would have to go through the United Nations or something of that nature. But, if every country agrees to it, then, I don't know if there's any way around it. I mean, every country is trying to change their dollar right now, and they're trying to get to a digital currency so that they can make these tax systems and ways to track your money so much easier. There was an article that came out on Politico on, I believe it was Monday, that said Fed is exploring once-in-a-century bid to remake the U.S. dollar. And it went into great depth about what the United States is trying to do, how we're trying to keep up with China, everything that, we talk about here on the show. If anybody wants to read it, it's still on Politico, or if you want me to send it to you, I'd be more than happy to, or I can send it to you, John, and maybe you could put it on your website.
It will be a week or so before I get it up, but that sounds like something to be worthwhile.
Yeah, it's a great thing for people to read. It really goes into detail about how we're trying to get rid of the U.S. dollar, and it's very public knowledge. They're saying it, they're flaunting it in your face, and the scary thing about it is they even admit that this is their way of tracking all your money. They're going to know where your money's at. They're going to know how you're spending it. They're going to know what you're doing with it. There's no hiding, taking cash out. You can't go buy a firearm. You can't go do anything. They're going to have complete control over your funds. And they're going to see every purchase you make, what you do with every single dollar, because it's all going to be digital transactions. And you're going to see people trying to do everything they can to hide their wealth more than ever. So, it's a domino effect that's going to be created by this, and it's going to get really out of control.
Absolutely, absolutely. You got a question or comment for Steve? Give us a call at 512-248-8252. You want a private consultation with Steve? You just might. His phone number is 800-988-8443. So, Steve, my weekly question, what's the spot price of silver and gold, sir?
Right now, you're seeing silver is at $26.07, and gold is at $1,778.
2607 and 1,000, how much?
778.
Got it. Okay. All right. Well, I remember when you could buy a nice shiny Cougar Rand for about $200. those days are long gone, aren't they?
Well, they are, but the funny thing is people say how gold is, when I talk to a lot of people, and they go, well, gold's out of reach, and, it's too far now, it's too far up. It wasn't the year 2000 and gold was at $287. I mean, you're talking 21 years ago, the gold price was under $300. But, that's the way inflation has gone. I mean, it's all gold does is protect your purchasing power. It's not something that people invest in and it's, gone up because, it's a great investment. All it does is mirrors what your price of your goods are. It goes up about the same percentage. So, as gasoline was about $1 back then, now here in Phoenix, it's about $3.60 a gallon for just regular gasoline. I mean, it's just mirroring your purchasing power. So, when you're buying into gold, you're buying it because you want to say, I'm putting, $10,000 or $1,000 or $100,000, whatever it is. You're putting this money in here, and I'm going to take it back out in 10 years from now, and I want to be able to buy the same amount of goods that I could buy today. And that's really the only purpose of gold. Now, if you're looking for some type of profit or you're looking for something to barter with, then you go into silver, because silver has that potential to really go crazy and go to $100 or $200, and you can get five or six times your money. But stability is such a crucial thing during uncertain times that we're going through, with stock markets and with housing markets that are, I think, are completely in a bubble. you know, Jamie Dimon, the head of JP Morgan, said that he's having the entire company stockpile cash. His exact words were effectively stockpile cash. He's moving lots of money out of the markets. I mean, he's getting everything out of risky areas. So, you know, the heads of these banks and investment firms are cashing out their investments. You know, you're at a high of a bubble, and everybody has to realize, you know, now's the time. Take your profits, cash out. You know, I can't urge this enough. Start cashing out your stocks. Start cashing out any investments you have. You don't make money if you don't cash it out. And if you ride it back down to the bottom, you're going to have nothing.
That's right. That's right. I'm constantly reminding people, you know, the people of like mind, as we say, that they're not watching the price of gold and silver change so much as the value of the paper money attempting to buy the gold and silver, aren't we?
Right. Exactly. And that's the thing about gold. You buy it, you put it in a safe, and you know it's not something you have to watch on a daily basis. You just put it away, and you know when it comes time for you to need the money, or you have a big purchase you need to make, or whatever the case may be, you go back into your safe, you pull it out, you send it in, cash it out, and you're done. And you know, you've maintained your purchasing power and your wealth for the last 10, 20 years.
That's right. That's right. And that's the proper way to think of gold and silver, is a compact, portable way to secure wealth long-term. Right, Steve?
I agree. It's just insurance. You know, and I say that all the time. It's my favorite word. It's just insurance. You have insurance
right.
on everything worth of value in your life. You know, you have insurance in your home, your car, everything that costs money. Why wouldn't you have insurance on your wealth?
Absolutely.
Your dollar
really
can
cool.
get dropped by the government, and you know, you got to be able to protect it somehow.
We got a caller here, Steve. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Steve. Steve,
morning,
I'm dumbfounded. You said that Jamie Dimon pulling money out of stocks and stockpiling cash. Econ 101, man, you sell stocks, the stocks drop, the market plummets. I think it was 360 points yesterday that the market fell, if I remember right. People look at Dimon as a whiz kid or a whiz man. I don't know how old he is. But if the bank is selling the stocks, then I need to sell my stocks. What he's doing is provoking, in my opinion, to either slowly or to create a run, to actually collapse the market, cause it to drop more, put money into cash, put stocks into cash, which is not money, which is literally pieces of paper mingled with cloth with pictures of dead presidents that have no value. So they've taken something with no value and made it worth less than worthless. Why are we taking our financial advice from idiots? And I've got some more comments and questions.
No, I agree with you. I mean, he's not the person you want to listen to. I mean, JP Morgan has been in more trouble than any other investment firm for manipulation of markets. I mean, look what they did to silver back in 2012. You know, they required that if you were investing in SLV stock, that you had to deposit $20,000 by end of business day. Otherwise, you were automatically going to be sold out your position. You know, and they made everybody short sell their silver, which caused silver markets to drop. You know, they made $550 million on the transaction. And then they got, you know, after investigation, they got fined, I think it was $50 million. So they still made $500 million on the transaction, but they started the run. And it's what they're doing now. It's the exact same thing.
Well, wasn't it the Koch brothers in the 80s, or was it the Hunts that bought up all the silver and started? Okay, the Hunt brothers in the 80s apparently knew that this was happening. It'd be interesting to see what their portfolio has in it. And then, we're saying, well, China's devaluing the currency. Russia wants to get off the dollar. They want their own financial system. America has accused China of manipulating their monetary values by printing more yen, which is what we've been doing for the last 110 years. Inflation has been called normal. Every year it's 4% cost of living allowance. You know, contracts for employees are based
hold
on the cost
hold on,
of living
John,
allowance.
Hold on, Steve. We got a break. We're right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Visiting with Steve Hunt. You want a private consultation? Just give him a call at 800-988-8443. John, you got a wrap-up comment or question, sir? We're about out of time.
I'll wrap it up pretty quick, John. Steve, you know, we're devaluing the currency. We're inflating, debasing the currency, inflating the economy. We're taught that it's normal. America's doing it, China's doing it, Russia's doing it, but for some reason they shouldn't be and we should be. It tells me that every country on earth that has a Federal Reserve Bank that is involved in the system is facing the same financial problems. They're having to print more money, inflate their economy. Like I said, and even economic majors are taught that it's normal. Rather than have honest money, no inflation, they say, well, that's not good for the economy. Now, it's not good for the economy because it's good for the people that fund, the people that work can actually attain wealth in that way by saving something that has intrinsic value. Back in 05, I think I bought like 30 ounces of gold and 500 ounces of silver. I think I paid $11 an ounce for the silver and either $3.99 or $4.99 an ounce for the gold. And people said, well, you're really in the catbird seat. You made money. No, I have not. I made a penny. It's an indication, just like you said, for those that don't understand, that's how bad it has gotten. People with a lot of what we want a ton more of this phony money to buy. You know, a $7 steak is now $30.
Exactly.
Gas that was 42 cents in 1975 is now $3 plus. What happened? What caused it? Most people, Steve, don't understand. And when you tell them, they'll call you crazy. I'd like to hear your comments.
No, you're exactly right, John. And that's the problem, is everybody manipulates their currency problems, you know, because it's all paper. Unless it's backed by something like it used to be, you know, before we went off the gold standard, you know, it's not pegged to anything, so they can manipulate it like crazy and print dollars. And nobody prints more money more than the United States. I mean, we're at $28.5 trillion of debt right now because we do nothing but print money and give it away to other countries and devalue our currency more here than any other country. So, you know, we got to pay the bill, and we don't understand, and a lot of people don't wrap their minds around the fact that the more that we're printing like this, you know, it's coming out of your pocketbook. You know, it's not being physically taken out of your pocketbook, and that's one of the hardest things that I try to get people to understand, is we're not taking money out of your pocket or out of your checking account. What we're doing is we're increasing prices so dramatically because we're devaluing the dollar that every time you go to the grocery store or to the gas station, you're paying such a significant higher price every year that they're stealing money from you. And if you don't have something to combat that inflation, and you don't have some way to make sure that you can afford to live your life in 10 years the way you do today, you're going to run out of money. You know, Social Security, they're going to have to adjust Social Security for inflation. And they even have, if you go to Social Security's website, they even have an inflation calculator on their website because they know it's such a problem that they will adjust, you know, what you should be making in 10 years in Social Security because of inflation. So, you know, it's a severe problem here in our country, and it's really getting out of hand now more than ever.
What's so sad, and I'll wind up this, I promise, John. What's so sad is that people are watching their savings balance increase. You know, they start out with $10,000, wind up with $500,000. They say, I'm rich. But the purchasing power is less than the $10,000 they put in there by the time they get ready to retire. They see the balance go up. The value drops. It's a hidden tax, and the people that are running the system are laughing at you. They're laughing at you, living a large life, keeping up your treasure, your blood, sweat, and tears for their retirement.
We're out of time here,
John. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John. Final comment there, Steve, before we wrap it up.
You know, it's the same thing. I always try to stress to everybody, you really got to be proactive right now, John. You know, people need to look at the stock market. You have to look at the indicators. You know, some of the brightest minds in the world right now are getting out of stocks, getting out of markets, getting out of real estate. They're getting out of everything because we're in a bubble. And the Fed has said that, you know, that inflation is crazy. You know, the top real estate moguls are saying that they've never seen this since 2008. You know, everything is being mirrored as 2008 again. So that should tell everybody something, that we're getting close to another crash. And you know, all we can do is try to warn you, prepare you, and hopefully put you in a better position to protect yourself this time so you don't get, you know, hit like you did back in 2008, 2009. And you know, that's the best we can do, John.
It is. It is. Well, thank you, sir. We'll look forward to having you back next Thursday. I appreciate it.
Look forward to it, my friend. God bless.
Okay. Steve Hunt. You want a private consultation, give him a call at 800-988-8443. Having our break coming up here in less than a minute, and we'll have Tom Berryhill with us. He'll give us an update on what's going on with the energy cleaner and the issues manufacturing right now. I've heard that silver is an issue with these computer chips. I haven't confirmed that, but I've heard that's part of the issue. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff LLC, 417-932-6419.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Gerald Moore here on Thursday, the 17th of June. Well, this is 24 minutes I look forward to every week. We have my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, a one-man operation, I should mention, with us to discuss the Energy Cleaner, what it can do, how it can help you get your life back. And, of course, the last few weeks we've been up getting updates on the worldwide, not just U.S., but worldwide, issue with computer chips. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. Yes, it's a crisis.
It is.
Sourcing these materials is very, very difficult nowadays, and they're almost impossible to get. And I'm talking to connections I have in Taiwan from years ago, and haven't talked to some of these people in a long time, and they're having the same problems there. So.
Well, before we go any farther, we always start with our disclaimer. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Thank you. Well, each week we got new listeners. That's the nature of talk radio. And, of course, each week we have people who've been listening for years. But the new listeners need an education every week. Because of the exposure I've been getting on with Doug Hagman, we have a lot of new listeners every week. He has a massive audience. So, the energy cleaner. Here's what the energy cleaner is not. It is not a TENS unit. It is not a Rife frequency generator. It's entirely different technology. And it's about the size of a cigar box, a black plastic box. It takes 9Ds and Delta, 9D cell batteries. It has no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply one place to plug in one wire, which hopefully would be connected to one of the mattress pads I offer, or the small travel pad, and one LED light that alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. First of all, the unit's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. So when you get the energy cleaner, you put the 9 batteries in there, you place your mattress pad on the bed like you do any other mattress pad, put your sheets over it and so forth, plug the mattress pad into the energy cleaner, and just sleep on it. Now, that energy cleaner is putting out an electrostatic signal. That signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's what it does. That's how it works. And we focus on two things: getting a great night's sleep and pain mitigation. Pretty much everybody with arthritis pain gets either total or partial relief. For most people, it's total relief. For the more chronic people, it's partial relief. But they'll take whatever they can get, won't they, Tom?
That's true. And many times arthritic pain can be alleviated pretty quickly in a lot of cases, and they can get on with their life. It's different for everybody. It really is, but in most cases it will help.
It is.
But there's they don't feel it. The energy doesn't help them. And I remember Lee Kroc used to label those people as energy dead. They just didn't respond at all. But that's a very, very small percentage.
That's right. A very small percentage. So I try to do everything I can to make it as easy as possible for people. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's for me to you personally, ladies and gentlemen, a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. As I jokingly say, don't suggest this to your healthcare provider, your healthcare professional. They will not take it as a joke. They'll be very distressed, won't they, sir?
Yeah, there's not too many money-back guarantees in the medical industry, if any at all.
No, not, you know, doctors' offices, hospitals, pharmaceutical companies, they're not going to offer you a money-back guarantee on anything. That's just not going to happen. So I hope people will pay heed. I hope that they will stand up and do the right thing to get the energy cleaner, get the mattress pad to go with it, and get relief from the arthritis pain. Get the best night's sleep every night and wake up pain-free like I do every morning. You know, Tom, I'm pretty active around the ranch here, up and down ladders, doing carpenter work, painting, plumbing, electrical work, working on my Triumph sports car, cleaning on my motorcycle, and running a tractor, doing brush hog work. And I go to bed with minor aches and pains, but I wake up pain-free. So I encourage people to do that, to get your own energy cleaner, get your own mattress pad, and get back on the road to optimal health. Right, Tom?
That's right. That's the thing to do. And, I'm actively searching for these chips and parts, John. I'll try to keep it going as long as I can, but right now everything's in short supply. So I'm finishing up the units for you. Should be finished by the, by the end of the weekend, they'll be finished. And then I have enough of the chips on hand to do just a few more units. And then I hopefully will be getting some more out of Taiwan. The problem is I have to talk to these people. I mean, it's actually on the phone. It's not always just email. We have to discuss it, go back and forth and negotiate and things like that. But a lot of that takes place at 2 and 3 in the morning. So it's a little bit difficult with the time difference, but I'm talking to these guys every night, just about.
I remember when I was in the Philippines, I was on the phone a lot at 2 and 3 in the morning because you were 12 time zones away. That's simply the way it is, isn't it?
That's right. And, you know, that's when they're in their offices and you have to kind of deal with what's best for them. If you want to talk to them, that's when you're going to get through. So that's what we're doing. And I'll be on the phone again tonight. And although it's, you know, it's getting into the weekend and all that, but I'll be on the phone tonight with them again and just see what we can do.
That's right. That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, these difficulties are worldwide. I've heard, Tom, that some of the issues with the computer chips has to do with the lack of silver or the price of silver. Have you heard anything like that?
It's possible. There's a lot of silver used, I know, and gold, rhodium, gold, a big metal in the electronics industry is also palladium. So those precious metals are used in the printed wiring and the chips themselves. They use, of course, the solder, you know, what's used for soldering and all that. There is some, especially on the lead-free solder, there's silver. There's a lot of silver in that solder. So that's most likely where a lot of it's being used. I don't know for sure. I'm not about as close as I get to it is the pins coming out of the chips. I've never gotten involved with what goes on inside of them. Although I had customers that didn't make chips from scratch. You know, people don't realize this, John, but one of my customers was Washington University School of Medicine years ago, and we made multi-layer printed circuits for them. I was at their facility once. They were right down there by Barnes Hospital, and the place smelled like dog food. I used to park in the back. First time I went there, I went through the back door, and it smelled like dog food. And the one scientist guy I was talking to, he says, "Oh, yeah," he says, "that's the animals that we..." He said, "Didn't you see the protesters out there in the sidewalk about animal rights and all?" I said, "Oh, I came in through the loading dock." "Oh," he said, "okay. Well, you came in the safe way." But they would have not all the time, but anyway, they actually made chips, or designed the chips from scratch right there. I saw it on the computer screens. They were designing the actual chips, and this goes all the way back to about 1988, 89 maybe, something like that. And they made the chips. And they did the wire bonding and all that to the silicon wafers, and it was amazing what they were doing there. And they couldn't get what they wanted, and they made them themselves. It was incredible what was going on. Oh, yeah, it was incredible what was happening there, and surprised me. And then I found out later that some of the very small parts we were doing, we did some gold wire bonding also. I had a Hughes Electronics wire bonder that we used for doing the little gold wires, and it turns out it was for cochlear implants, and so for hearing, you know, for hearing loss.
Right, because people who can hear that could not hear before.
That's right. So anyway, yeah, that's as close as I ever got to the actual chips. I mainly focus on multi-layer printed wiring. We did that. And, John, that's one of the things. I was contacted very recently by an old customer from over 20 years ago, desperate for printed circuits. And he said, "Can you still do them?" I said, "Yes, but only for my own products." And I said, I can't help you. And I said, "You were one of the people that even told me you'll just have to find something different to do." And I said, "That's what I did. That's exactly what I did." I said, China set up a sales office in the St. Louis area, and they went around to my customer base, and they took over the industry. And they did this all over North America. This happened many, many years ago. This started in the mid-90s, John. That's when all this started. And then it was just a matter of time. But once they set up a sales office in the St. Louis area, my phone stopped ringing in 10 months. So we had already moved out to the country. I saw the writing on the wall, and we got out of the metro area. Didn't want to be anywhere near a major metro area. And, of course, you know, you and I and all the people that we know all did the same thing. We all got out of the big cities. And the smartest thing I ever did, though, was I liquidated that plant and got rid of the really big equipment, but I kept the smaller items I needed to still make the printed wiring that's needed to make the products that I work with now. So it's almost like I sold a Maserati, but I kept a go-kart so I could still get around. And that's exactly what I did. I kept the key items, a photo plotter to make the film work. I kept some of the silk screening equipment, and I kept I got rid of the big plating equipment, and I just kept some real small items and some etching equipment. And I had very large Exelon automation driller routers for doing that. We could drill over a million holes in one shift. Those machines would drill as fast as 400 holes a minute, but I ramped them down. You know, they just ran a lot smoother at about 150 to 200 holes a minute. They had multiple spindles. I had three of those machines, so we could easily drill over a million holes in one shift. And I got rid of the real big ones, and I have a very small Exelon driller router now that I still use, but it's the EX110 model. That's the smallest one they ever made, and there's not even that many of those out anymore. You can't hardly find them, and that's what I use. So I kept the key items. Some of those machines are also manually operated, pin routers and Exelon automation unit drill. Most of those went to the dump. Something told me all those years ago, don't get rid of that machine, keep it. And that thing's probably worth its weight in gold now. You can't find them. They're gone.
Really?
Yes. And it has an optical screen, and it has a high-frequency, very high-speed spindle that has the drill bit, and it comes up from underneath the table. It pneumatically clamps the part, and the optical screen centers the location where you want to put the hole, and it very accurately drills that hole, but it keeps the part that you're drilling immobile, so it can't move and break the bit. These are carbide bits. I can drill holes with that are 6/1000ths of an inch in diameter. I've done it. It works great, and that machine will stay here as long as I'm still breathing. I don't use it every day, but it's very, very valuable for certain projects. Not to get rid of that.
There's some really heartwarming testimonials at my website. The first one you see is my friend Steve Whitman giving me an energy cleaner credit for saving his life. That story became his first novel book, and he went on to write, I think, 10 more novels after that. The Winning Life's Lottery is a true story, not a novel. And you can place your order for your energy cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com. It's only $285, shipping included, American zip codes. We do ship internationally. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what you need. We got twin, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. Like I said, you can place your order at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. PayPal's great. I really like PayPal. And you can send me a check. My address is there also. Plus, I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Well, people's gardens are in full bloom right now, aren't they, Tom?
Yes, they are, and there's been many people over the years that have used this technology to stimulate the growth of those plants. If you're producing vegetables, that might be a very critical thing in the near future, the way things are going, and it would really assist your garden or greenhouse, especially a greenhouse. That's a great application for this technology to increase the growth rate of the plants. And you know, I'm doing what I can to keep making these things, John, but it's a hit and miss thing. I've explained what I've done with machinery to keep going. It's I get the raw materials here, and we'll keep it going as long as we can. The chips I'm getting a few here and there. It's really, really difficult to get them. I think I explained to you the other day how I got a handful, but there's four different versions of this particular chip that I use, and the pinout, what's called the pinout, that the footprint of the chip is different. So I have to redesign the circuit boards, and that's where keeping all of that equipment from years ago, something told me, don't get rid of it, don't rely on an outside supplier. There's very, very few companies that would produce. There's a lot of hobbyists that can produce these boards, but not in any kind of quantity.
Not in quantity.
I kept that
right.
Equipment so I could supply these things.
We have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back. Tom, we got our last caller here. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Hi, I sent you a link on that, on the VAERS thing. You might want to check it out. But the reason, the reason I'm calling is because I wanted to ask Mr. Berryhill if I've got two little dachshunds and they sleep with me in my bed, you know, and I'm just wondering with this energy, do I have to change a setting or anything like that? Because I want to be able to try it, but I don't want, you know, them to, like, you know, peeing in the bed or something like that. I'm just curious as to how it works with animals and me at, in the bed at the same time sleeping. That's all.
Works good with animals.
Okay. There's no settings. There's nothing that can be changed.
I wouldn't. Right. There's no settings that needs to be changed. If you're using a mattress cover like John supplies, that's fine. Animals, cats, dogs. We've had people that were helping parrots. Woman that was a parrot breeder. She had good results with the birds. People with aquariums will energize the water in the aquarium, and it helps the fish. Because anything that's living, it works. You have no worries at all. Just keep using it with whatever you're doing. It should be fine.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, John and Mr. Berryhill. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Well, Tom, we're pretty much out of time here. We'll have you back tomorrow morning to discuss emergency survival communications and ham radio. That 1 hour we spent on Fridays has helped a lot of people all over the country move forward to get their ham radio license. So we're doing a lot of good there, Tom.
That's great, John, and I'm looking forward to that. And just wanted to let people know today, discuss some of the things I'm doing, what I've done in the past. Something told me so many years ago to hang on to certain key pieces of machinery, and it will... I don't rely on outside sources. My operation is vertically integrated. I do everything in-house. I do buy raw materials, and some of that's getting in very short supply. It's a very critical time in our history.
It really is. It is, absolutely. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you. Okay,
that's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can't.